We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With us this morning, Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meissner. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, for my birthday, my grandson Nolan got me and his dad, my son-in-law, three tickets to go to the ball game at Interest Bank Arena, see the Shockers play Kansas State. Did you make it out there for that game?
Yeah, what a wonderful. They do that every year. It's so nice. It's just, it's good. And, you know, there's a lot of K-State fans, Kansas State
fans.
Oh,
there were. I tell you what, I hope you had better seats than I did. I had a nosebleed before I finally sat down from the altitude. I was kind of as I was watching it, there's a Mayo plane that St. Louis flew by below us there. So, you know, we were that is a big.
Well, the lower seats are a little pricey.
I know. But yeah. I'll tell you what, that is a beautiful arena. That's something else. It's big too.
Yeah, AJ and his team over there at Interest Arena, they do a nice job of taking out and getting ready for the next event. They do a nice job by that.
Yeah, a lot of people, they're like, almost sold out, like 14,000 people, and I was impressed with the way the escalators move and move people around with my bad hip. That was helpful, and pretty good concessions, too. I'm even at a good rating. Now, I've been there a couple times before, but not for a basketball game, and that was, I thought they did just an excellent job. The people at the arena did a great job, and that's such an asset for our community, the Interest Bank Arena.
Yeah. And you know what? And during the COVID kind of shutdown, they were able to, the entryway from the south side is really worked out really well. You know, when it was first built, the theory was it's all going to come in from the north, and then the expansion of Old Town and everybody parking and walking really. Required, we need to do a south entrance, and that's worked out really well, well.
I've come in from both sides, south side and the north side now, so I feel like a veteran there. Hey, listen.
It's like the only facility in town that doesn't have an east-west argument. You know, the east side.
There you go. Hey, listen, I give you a chance to comment on the passing of Bob Dole. A lot of people have things to say about him, and I thought I'd give you the opportunity to comment if you wanted to on the passing of our late Senator Bob Dole.
Yeah, well, thank you. But, obviously anything that I could say would be repeating of the local community and even national news. They've really done a nice job chronologizing his life and his contribution. And a lot of people in Wichita knew him. I had met him once and later on in life, but he's just a solid person. And we kind of wish we had more like him, but he was good.
One of the interesting things is that, he had some of his best friends in Washington were Democrats. He didn't care. If you were a friend, we could figure out a way to make this thing work. You know, that Western Kansas practicality would come in, and usually something good would happen at the end of the day.
Yeah, he was just, and he had a wit, he had a sense of humor, respect. He just had all the tools that made him very effective. And he was genuine. I mean, that's what he was.
That's true. Hey, listen, this thing is starting to blow up a little bit. I mean, I saw the police chief talking about it the other day, and, we've got some crime, some pretty bad crime going on here in the community, and it looks like parolees are involved. These people are being paroled from prison and whatnot, and they're going on our streets, and they're going right back to crime again, And it looks, from what I've seen, the numbers are in Wichita, we've got about 10 times as many parolees as they have in Topeka or Kansas City. Is this a big problem? Is it a growing problem? Is it a problem at all?
Well, it's a it's a problem. I'm hoping it's not growing, but you know, that's the curse of being the largest city in the state, plus so many jobs available. It just is an attraction for people that are, they're wondering, well, what should I do and how should I survive? And they end up here in Wichita, and if they go the wrong way, it's not helpful. I'm glad that the chief is and Mark Bennett and the sheriff, they're well aware of this. And fortunately, we're not, you know, you see what's going on out in California where they just, you know, they can just come in and start stealing stuff and nobody's doing anything. That I don't think that'll happen around here at all. I don't think our community would tolerate that at all. So,
they're
not as bad as others.
You know, and I'd be the first to say if somebody's done wrong and they've paid their dues and they need a second chance, I think almost everybody would say, yes, they do need a second chance. We willfully and give them a second chance, try to enter and become a productive citizen. But, you know, on the other hand, the public safety is tantamount for us, too.
Yeah, no, you make a good point. We're a very forgiving community, and everybody gets a chance. And there's a lot of people that have survived. They got some either treatment would be off to the mental health side or just kind of helped straighten out their life. Age helped and commitment to a spouse or a family or something. And it works. I know I'm on the board out at WSU Tech, and there's some very sincere people coming out want to get a certificate, and because you get a certificate there through WSU Tech, you're about 95% that you're going to get hired right away.
Yeah,
there's some good stuff.
Sure.
Going on.
Hey, what's going on at the county this week? Do you have a meeting this week at Sedgwick County?
Yeah, we have we're reviewing some stuff today in a workshop. We need to vacate the non-court system. We're vacating out of that building, the commissioners, the finance, the treasury, all those, and that building will turn into purely a courthouse where it's just Mark Bennett and all of the things that go along with investigations and judges, and because we're adding a couple of judges, so we're going to kind of clean that up to where it is a truly a courthouse, and then we that don't really need courts and jury rooms, things like that, we're going to end up probably leasing some space somewhere downtown and for a couple of years while we decide what we're going to do with the future. So that's a presentation this morning.
So they're talking about moving the county commission and administrative offices and things like that out of the building so that the whole thing can be devoted to courts. Yep. And because they've got a backlog, they've got some problems. They need to get in there and start fixing them and get people going to trial, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's been kind of building that way, and I think, once again, COVID opened a lot of eyes, and the state issued a magistrate judge and another judge, so we had more courts, and then the backlog was going on. And, you know, you had to transport people that are in trial from the being held in the jail over there, and so it's just going to be a much cleaner much cleaner and dedicated operation. So,
but like I said, they take a while for you to figure out exactly where you're going to go and what you're going to do with that. Ultimately,
yeah, we're kicking the tires on a few places. I don't think there's a desire to go outside the core of downtown.
Yeah,
and that is where I think we should be, and I think most of the commissioners believe that too.
Yeah, you got some space at Century too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go in there, you know, breathe some asbestos or something. I don't know.
As long as your production doesn't get too big. All right. Pete, hey, listen, thank you, and we appreciate it, and have a good week. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Always good, Steve. Take care. Have a good week.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner this morning, 7:42, with Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got a Wichita Business Journal update. Two new restaurants planned for Wichita. One on the east side, one on the west side. I'd be kind of excited to hear who they are. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.